In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, today on the second Sunday in Lent, we meet in the Gospel of the Holy Mass the transfiguration of Jesus Christ on the Mount Tabor. And we read in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John with him and led them up onto a high mountain where they were alone, and he was transfigured in their presence, his face shining like the sun, and his garments becoming white as snow. And all at once they had sight of Moses and Elias conversing with him. And when we read this, we can imagine that this was an extremely special event for the three apostles. They were men of knowing the reality and standing strongly with their feet on the bottom of reality of their life. But here we see they got affected by a way so that they have lost and forgotten all around them. So we read in the Gospel that Peter, how he has reacted then. He has said aloud to Jesus, "Lord, it is well that we should be here. If it pleased thee, let us make three arbors in this place, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." And we see he didn't waste any thought on himself and his two co-disciples, co-apostles. He forgot himself and he was completely focused on the apparition of Jesus. And this has affected those three men because we can even not imagine how white the garment of Jesus was, and we can even not imagine how his face was shining like the sun. Jesus has shown them his divine reality, becoming visible by this visible way. And of course, the apostles were focused completely. And then we read also in the Gospel of the Mass today that they became, they were overcome with fear because there has appeared also a cloud of light, and they have fallen down, and they heard the voice from the cloud, the voice of the Heavenly Father of Jesus Christ, that is, this is his beloved Son, and they have to follow and to obey him. And what is also interesting, when we are also admiring this experience of the apostles, and we are glad for them, and this has of course supported them and given them many power for the fight and for the crosses in future life, of course. But what is interesting, when we read the names of these three apostles, Peter, John, and his brother Jacobus, his brother James. When do we meet these three names again in the Gospel, this trio? Yes, of course, when Jesus was suffering in the Garden Gethsemane, before his Via Crucis has concretely started. Jesus has again chosen these three men, and they became witnesses how Jesus has food in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he was begging his heavenly Father, Father, take away this chalice, but not my will be done, but thy will. And they have seen how the suffering of Jesus has pressed blood on his face. This was so intensive, how Jesus has foreseen his future suffering, his cross, his mental as well as physical pain. And it is interesting, there we can imagine that there is a deeper coherence or a relationship between these two events. The appearance of the glory of Jesus on one hand, and then his extreme suffering, the blood and the horrible pain. And we can, of course, here also recognize, and the lecturer is told us by this connection, is the more a soul finds God, the more intensive, the deeper a soul understands the holiness, the mercifulness, the justice, and the love of the divine Savior, the more the soul will come in touch also with the other side of Jesus' love. It means with the suffering. Jesus is loving us not as many people today are thinking, just in order to make us happy. He's not loving us to take away, to save us from all troubles and problems and worries. This is a wrong understanding of God's love. When Jesus was loving us during his presence with body here on earth, he has loved us by a way was at the same time expiation. He has on our place accepted our sin, and he took satisfaction. And his love means I love you and at the same time I suffer for you. And that means exactly the same. If we want to be true, faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, we will have experience the same quality of love. We love Jesus, and because we know his love was for our salvation, then we agree being ready also to carry our crosses with Jesus together, but not because we are depressed or we have any we lost the hope and we are experiencing depression, but because we are loving too. I carry the cross in union with Jesus. It means I grow spiritually by this way. I do not despair. I grow spiritually, and the more we meet God, the more we become true children of God and disciples of Jesus Christ, the more we become spoken as a image, the more we do also participate observing the glory of transfigured Jesus, the more we will also experience his cross and the spirit of redeeming us, expiation. And the more we will agree to do all the acts of satisfaction for our sins and for the sins of other people. And this is a deep relationship among these two basic fundamental facts in the life of Jesus. And we must see this truth. And then, on the other hand, when we accept this, there are many things in our life we are not happy with, basically, or generally. Who is happy to experience a disease and illness? Who is happy to suffer unjust accusations? Who is happy when people spread lies about us? Who is happy if the calumnies are spread? And we try to bring clearness in the cases. We try to cause justice and so on. But some parts we can delete from our life. We go to the doctor when we have an illness and we try to heal the wounds of our body and of our soul. And this is also God's will. But there's a part of crosses, they will always follow us in our life. And we can protest and we can rebel against, but we can also say, I have found Jesus on the Mount Tabor. In my heart, his face is also shining, his garment. I know who he is. I understood at least a little bit the holiness, the sanctity, the goodness, the mercifulness, the justice, the love of our divine Savior. But now he is loving me and deleting by his suffering my faults, my sins, my guilt. So I love him in the same quality of love, and it means I am ready to offer him my crosses in my life as an act of expiation of human sins too. As much as God will accept this, as much as God is expecting this from me. And this is bringing us to a much higher level of relationship. Then the true love will fill our heart and we will understand him better because we see his desire to exercise mercifulness with us. And then we are also feeling with the wounds of other people. And by our prayers and by carrying the crosses, we join Jesus, and then we become the more witnesses of his heavenly grace will be filling our hearts because we have the same quality or we approach to the same quality how God was and is loving us. And this is a deeper and much higher level. And this is what obviously the fact that the same apostles were witnesses of Jesus' transfiguration, and then the same were also witnesses of the sufferings, of the drops of blood of Jesus, of his horrible spiritual pain in Garden Gethsemane, of his humanly spoken desperation, but he has nevertheless said then, not my will be done, but thy, Father. So this is what we should take and accept as lecture from the gospel to today. And let us try to follow, to climb up the stairs to heaven by this way. And then all these crosses and worries and troubles will be for us not a reason, source of desperation, of rebellions and so on, but we say, yes, I agree. And this I agree is the sweetest what we can say to Jesus, because he sees then we are truly loving him too, because we follow him in good times as well as in so-called bad times, and we want to have the same love as he had always and in all eternity. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.